الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلِّ اللهم وسلِّم وبارِك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I would normally read messages out like this or appeals out like this after Jumu'ah, but I'm going to read this one before I start with the pre-khutbah because the khutbah is going to be about it, inshallah. So it is from the Majlis Qada al-Islami, the Muslim Judicial Council. And it is subject Friday Jumu'ah collection for Gaza. Inshallah, after Salah, we're going to be having our collection here, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In fact, on Al Quds pledge line, I pledged on behalf of the Jama'ah already. Inshallah, we hope wasn't too much, but inshallah, you're going to give more. Gonna say Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We hope this letter finds you in good health and high spirits. The MJC requests our masajid support and cooperation for the remainder of Ramadan. We appeal that all Jumu'ah collections for the remainder of the month be intended and donated for urgent relief to Gaza. The situation in Gaza remains dire with ongoing atrocities and unprecedented humanitarian catastrophes that require immediate attention and support from the global Muslim community. We kindly request the Masajid to endorse and support this initiative. Contributions can be made to the following account, and that's the Al-Quds Foundation, Bayt al-Maqdis account. So inshallah ta'ala, after the khutbah, please dig deep into your pockets. This is now almost 6 months since the onslaught began. This brutal, savage, deranged, genocidal Zionist entities, genocide that they're committing against our brothers and sisters. In actual fact, I saw yesterday that the invasion of Rafah might have even begun already. And there's 1.4 million of our brothers and sisters. Our brothers and sisters. If we claim to be believers, then they are our brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers, our sons and daughters. مثل المؤمنين في التواضيم والتراحم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عدو تداعى سائر الجسد بالألم والحمى وفي رواية بالسهري. The likeness of the believers in the love that they have for each other. And in the mercy and compassion that they show towards one another is the likeness of a single body. If one part, even a digit, that's a finger, asbu', that's a unmula, a digit. Even one digit of that body feels pain, the whole body feels the pain and the fever with that part of the body. If one part of the body feels pain, in another narration, then the whole body is kept awake at night because of the pain that is being experienced just on that one small part of the body. I mean, Gaza, 41 kilometers long, 6 to 12 kilometers wide. If you look at it on a map, you can't even see it. We might not be able to see it, but we must feel it. And if we're not feeling it, then there's something wrong, Jamaat Muslim. There is something wrong. So, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ها أنتم هؤلاء تدعون لتنفقوا في سبيل الله فمنكم من يبخل ومن يبخل فإنما يبخل على نفسه والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكون أمثالكم ثم لا يكون أمثالكم سورة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على حبيب النبي اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد Verse number 38 of Surah Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Here you are, ha antum, ha ula'i, being invited to da'una, litunfiqu fi sabilillah. Here you are, being invited to spend in the path of Allah. We just read out the invitation. We just read out the appeal. And now we are going to contextualize this verse with regards to that appeal. هَا أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ تُدَعُونَ لِتُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Here you are being invited to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right throughout the Quran, we find verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us to spend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an instruction. He has commanded us to spend. And to spend that which doesn't even belong to us. To spend that which He has placed in our care. And has given to us as a trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Taghabun, verse number 16, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ Excuse me. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ Be mindful of Allah as you are able to. And again, here comes this word, تَقُوا, which is from وِقَايَة, from the shield, that we are all restoring in the month of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ And it's very interesting to ponder over this. Why? Because one of the great benefits of that shield is to shield ourselves from our own greed. Because greed is an inherent quality of man. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحْ وَأُحْضِرَتْ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحْ Every soul has been given its portion of greed. It's like an inherent quality. It is an inherent quality. Like thirst. You get thirsty, you drink something. Unless you're fasting, of course, then you just wait till Maghrib. But thirst is an inherent quality. I think it was an advert, obey your thirst. Okay, I mean, to a degree, if you are thirsty and you're not fasting and you have something halal and tayyiba, lawful and nourishing, like water or something like water that is lawful and nourishing, you can drink. Obey your thirst, no problem. But do you ever obey your greed? If we are obeying our greed, then we're in big trouble. Because greed is immediate poverty. That's what the Prophet said, not me. The Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِيَّاكَ وَالطَّمَعْ Beware of greed. فَإِنَّهُ الْفَقْرُ الْحَاضِرُ Because it's immediate poverty. A person that is greedy, a person that wakes up in the morning, not being satisfied with the portion that Allah has put out for them. مَنْ أَصْبَحَ حَزِينًا عَلَى الدُّنْيَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْفَقْرَ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ وَمَنْ أَصْبَحَ وَهَمُّهُ الدُّنْيَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْفَقْرَ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ The person that wakes up in the morning only thinking about paisa, money. They are greedy for more. Then Allah puts poverty in front of their eyes. What does that mean? It means that no matter how much they attain of the dunya, they will never be satisfied. They will always want always want more. Greed is incredibly destructive. So we must never obey our greed. We must always shield ourselves from the ailment of greed. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. Coming back to this verse in Surah At-Taghabun, verse number 16, فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم. Be mindful of Allah as you are able to. Wallahi, Allah wants nothing from us except what we are able to. We try our best, and to Allah we leave the rest. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So shield yourselves from Allah's displeasure as you are able to. Try your best. What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ad-deenu yusran. We spoke about this last week, about the fact that this religion is so easy. Ad-deenu yusran. The religion is easy. وَلَنْ يُشَادَ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبَ. And nobody becomes extreme in the way that they practice their religion, except that it will overcome them. فَسَدِّدُوا. So do what's right. Stay away from haram and do the compulsory actions. وَقَارِبُوا. And over and above that, try your best. وَأَبْشِرُوا. And to Allah you leave the rest. Inshallah you're going to Jannah. Islam is easy. Islam is not difficult. Allah make us of the people of Jannah. Ameen. So shield yourselves. Be conscious of Allah. Be mindful of Allah. Live in awe of Allah as you are able to. Try your best. وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. And listen and obey. Listen and obey. قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ الرَّسُولُ. This is حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينِ. This is the indestructible rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's something that we repeat in a form of renewal of our covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala each and every single day, 5 times a day, after every salah. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalal wal ikram sami'na wa ata'na wasma'u wa ati'u. Listen and obey. What is our answer? We've heard, or we hear and we obey. Sami'na wa ata'na. We've heard and we've obeyed. وَأَنْفِقُوا خَيْرًا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. And spend. Spend. This is better for you than holding on to it. Spend. It's better to spend than to hold on to it. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ. And whoever is shielded from the greed of their own souls. The inherent greed that lies within each and every single one of us. Whoever is able to shield themselves from their own greed, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Then they and they alone will be the successful ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَا أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ تُدَعُونَ لِتُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So here you are, coming back to our first verse in Surah Muhammad, chapter 47, verse 38. Here you are being invited to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not something, ya Allah, I mean, I'm still like pinching myself. Are we actually living in such a time where over 2 million of our brothers and sisters are being mercilessly butchered and starved on a daily basis? Even the aid that the Americans are dropping is killing people. It fell on 6 people the other day. They were killed, they were martyred. Another 12 drowned trying to retrieve the aid boxes from the sea that they dropped in the sea. And then the deranged, savage, brutal, barbaric, genocidal, Zionist entity is just, I mean, these drones that have literally got missiles that are just shooting people at random. I don't know if you saw the clips of the two young men waving the white flags. They shot them almost at point-blank range, and then they brought the bulldozer and they buried them there in the rubble. I didn't think I would ever witness a situation where we as an ummah to milliarain, an ummah of 2 billion, yet we can't do anything. Or can we? Or can we? And this is where spending comes in. Because it's the least that we can do. We should have mobilized an army. And we should have arrived at the gates of Jerusalem, Bayt al-Maqdis, months ago. ولكن لا حياة لمن تنادي. The leaders of the Muslim world have tied up the Muslims. Have tied them up in chains, balls and chains. لقد أسمعت لو ناديت حيا ولكن لا حياة لمن تنادي والنار إذا نفخت بها أضاءت ولكن أنت تنفخ في الرماد. You would have been heard, the poet said. The whole ummah is calling out. Wallahi, I don't know. I saw there was a protest in Jordan last night. And in Egypt as well. The ummah is boiling. In Morocco. An entire area was just filled with sisters. Calling out. To help the people in Gaza. Calling on the hukam. Calling on the leaders. Stop being cowards. Stand up and rescue our brothers and sisters. لقد أسمعت لو ناديت حيا. So the poet says, you would have been heard. Your calls would have been heard if the people that you were calling, if they were alive, meaning their hearts. If they had hearts. ولكن لا حياة لمن تنادي. But those that you are calling, Abdul Fattah al-Sisi, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Mohammed bin Zayed, all but for a few perhaps, Allah Ta'ala a'lam, illa ma rahima rabbi, except for the one that Allah has shown mercy to, their hearts are dead. I mean, I don't have another explanation. And then the poet, he gives a similitude. He says, لقد أسمعت لو ناديت حيا ولكن لا حياة لمن تنادي والنار إذا نفخت بها أضاءت. Like a fire, when you blow into it, what happens? You know when you're making that braai, you know, and you just, it just caught a light, but you know, there's a wind and you're scared that the fire is going to go out. So what do? You blow. وَالنَّارِ إِذَا نَفَخْتَ بِهَا أَضَاءَتْ. And the fire, when you blow into it, it gets brighter. وَلَكِنْ أَنْتَ تَنْفُخُ فِي الرَّمَادِ. But you are blowing into dead coals. The hearts of our leaders in the Muslim countries, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي, except for the one that Allah has shown mercy to, they are like dead coals. I mean, this is not something that we are hearing like a horseman he rode maybe for 2 weeks or for a month, and now we're getting the news. We're seeing this live. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينِ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ ظَالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. Allah is saying that to us. The Quran is alive. The Quran is the uncreated speech of Allah. Kalamun azali. It's always been with Allah. It's like a book from the future. Why? Because Allah knows the future as if it's already happened. So Allah is speaking to us. What is wrong with you?
That you don't go and fight in the path of Allah. And that whilst the downtrodden of men, women and children are calling out. What are they calling out? Rabbana akhrijana. Ya Allah, take us out of the situation. Men, women and children, take us out of this situation, of this oppressive situation. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ. And grant us an ally besides you, O Allah. Meaning from us, from the ummah. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. And grant us a helper, a supporter from besides yourself, from the ummah. But لا يحرك ساكنا. Nothing moves. Nothing gives. Because the ummah is tied up. Gaza is free. Gaza is free. The rest of us are all occupied. The rest of us are all tied up. So we're speaking about the least that we can possibly do. Ha antum ha'ula'i tud'auna litunfiqu fi sabilillah. Here you are being invited to spend in the path of Allah. And we're talking about food, we're talking about shelter. That's all. Food and shelter. I think the pledge that I made on behalf of the Jama'ah was for one family for a year and for one orphan for a year. I think that is 36 and 12. That's 50,000 rand. If I'm not mistaken, I have to double check it, inshallah. The bottom line is, Jamaatul Muslimin, that if we are not going to do it, who's going to do it? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَبْخَلْ مَن يَبْخَلُ فَمِنْكُمْ مَن يَبْخَلْ فَمِنْكُمْ مَن يَبْخَلْ. And then of you, after being invited, Allah is speaking to us, and I'm starting with myself. After being invited, then there are some of you that are stingy. Hey, what about a rainy day? What happens? What's going to happen tomorrow? Next week? Five things that have been hidden from the entire creation of Allah. Knowledge that is only with Allah. إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت. Indeed, Allah with him. إن الله عنده with him. This is the predicate in front of the subject. Why? In order to give the meaning of with him, and him alone is the knowledge of the hour. And he sends down the rain. And he knows what's in the wombs. And not a single soul knows what it's going to earn tomorrow. What are we afraid of? Weren't our parents sustained before us? And their parents before them? And our children after us? And their children after them? We are not in control of providence. Providence, istirzaq, belongs to Allah and Allah alone. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. I've not created the jinn kind or mankind except for the purpose of worship. I don't want sustenance from them, nor do I want them to sustain. Sounds like a repetition, but it's not. Sustenance from them on one particular day. Sustain, that's something that's renewed, on any particular day. Why? And for themselves, not for Allah. Who الذي يطعم ولا يطعم? Because Allah feeds and is not fed. What Allah means here, Allah doesn't even want us to provide for ourselves. Why? Allah gives the answer. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Because Allah is the one and only sustainer. With great might and power. لو توكلتم على الله حق توكلي لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير يغدو خماصا ويروح بطانا. What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If you truly had to put your trust in Allah, then Allah would sustain you like He sustains a bird. It leaves its nest in the morning with an empty stomach, and it comes home with a full stomach. You see, the birds have got like freezers and fridges and pantries. You know, like stocking up. La wallah. La wallah. فَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. So of you, there will be those who are stingy. They are afflicted with عُقْدَةُ الْخَوْفِ مِنَ الْمُسْتَقْبَلِ, the ball and chain of fear of what's going to happen tomorrow. Thinking that it's good for us. If I'm stingy, then I'm going to have more. Not so? أبداً. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبَخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌ لَهُمْ سَيُتَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Let them not think for one moment, those who are stingy with that which we have given to them out of our favor. Allah reminds us where it comes from and who it belongs to. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبَخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهُ وَخَيْرٌ لَهُمْ. Let them not think for one moment, those who are stingy with that which we have granted them out of our favor, that it's good for them to be stingy. Nay, it is detrimental and harmful for them to be stingy. That wealth that they have held on to, it will appear like a boa constrictor, like a python around their necks, strangling them on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Hasha lillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And alhamdulillah, Islam is all about balance. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبُسُتُ كُلَّ الْبَصْفَ تَقَوُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. Don't tie your hands to your necks, don't be stingy. And don't give everything away. He was a billionaire in China. He left all of his money to charity, and his wife and his children went hungry. I mean, and if you must be alive and give all your money away, you'll definitely be blameworthy by the wife. فَتَقَعُدَ مَلُومًا. You'll end up blameworthy, mahsura, and insolvent. So, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا. As for those that when they spend, what do? لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا. They don't give everything away. وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. And they don't hold on to everything. They aren't stingy. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. But they choose an upright position in between those two. Give what we can. That's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects of us. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they spend out of that. From that. They spend from that which we have sustained them with. So whoever is stingy will be stingy against themselves. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا. Spend in the path of Allah and don't throw your hands towards destruction. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ. Don't throw yourselves towards destruction by not spending. Every day when we leave our homes, what do the angels say? There's an angel saying, اللهم أعطي منفقا خلفا اللهم أعطي ممسكا تلفا. Oh Allah, the one that spins in your path, replace it with more. Oh Allah, the one that holds on to their wealth, destroy it for them. You know, if you want barakah in your wealth, spend in the path of Allah. If you want your wealth to multiply, don't go take out a, what you call it, a overdraft or a loan. Riba. Riba annihilates wealth. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. Riba, Allah says, riba annihilates wealth. What multiplies it? وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. But charity multiplies it. Riba annihilates it. Charity multiplies it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. And Allah is free of want. Wallahi, Allah doesn't need us to feed the people of Gaza. If Allah wanted to feed the people of Gaza now, they would all be fed. شَبَعَانِين. Full stomachs. But Allah, this is the days of fasl. هَذِي أَيَّامُ الْفَصْل. هَذِي أَيَّامُ الْإِظْهَارِ. هَذِي أَيَّامُ الْإِسْتِبْدَالِ. These are the days of separation. The wretched from the righteous. The generous from the stingy. The true believer from the hypocrite. Allah is making manifest. Allah is testing us with the people of Gaza. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is free of want and you are all in need. We are in need. We are in need of this spending. To spend on our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And wallah, it's just a drop in the ocean of what is needed. They're going to need trillions of dollars to rebuild Gaza. This is just to save them from starvation. According to the IPC, the Integrated Food Insecurity Phase Classification Chart, more than half of the people of Gaza, more than 1 million people are already starving. They are in famine. And the other 1 million are on the brink of famine. They've been eating animal fodder, bird seed, cheese weed.
Alhamdulillah, my baker's full. Everybody have this suhoor this morning? Tasaharu fa inna fi suhoori barakah.
Have your breakfast because in your breakfast there is barakah, said the Prophet.
Alhamdulillah.
We don't know what it's like to be hungry. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, What else did I say? وَهَذِي أَيَّامٌ إِسْتِبْدَالٌ. These are the days of replacement. Replacement. Allah says at the end of the verse, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. And if you turn away, if you don't hearken, that's a quiet English word, no? If you don't hearken to this invitation of spending, then Allah will replace you with another people and they won't be like you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us steadfast. Ala siratihi al-mustaqim. Allah is shaking us to our core, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Allah is shaking us to our core. Am hasibatum an tadkhulu al-jannata wa lamma ya'lami Allahu alladhina ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. Do you think you're just going to go to Jannah just like that, Allah says? And there hasn't yet come to you the trials and tribulations that afflicted those who came before you? مستهم البأساء والضراء. They were afflicted with poverty and ill health. Was zulzilu, and they were shaken to their core until the messenger and those that believed what the messenger said, when is the help of Allah coming? Indeed, the help of Allah is near. Allah is waiting for us to stand up, stand tall, stand for the truth, stand strong against the enemy, and do whatever we possibly can do to better the situation, to alleviate the suffering, and to bring about the liberation of Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa and Masjid Al-Aqsa, بإذن الله تعالى الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So inshallah after Salah,